providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
I'm for Segment 7 and the second half of the KER Politics Report. We're a little bit angry today because of some of the things that are going on in our country, and believe it or not, we're not just talking about the Trump indictment, and I'll get into that later. Jimmy, you want to wrap up some comments that you started to make prior to this segment?
Yeah, so it's very hard to judge. You know, we talk about George Soros' influence,
right.
And you talk about, you know, in a democratic system,
yeah,
typically people have, and there you ideally want a lot of different views, right? And you want different arguments and people to use. You know, to be able to participate in the process,
right?
And that we come to balance usually with that type of agenda. But what George Soros does, and what Act Blue, and what some of these organizations do, they actually don't want to negotiate. They don't want to talk. They want to silence opposition. They want to put in place agendas that they believe are the right agenda. But I think often it is actually a politically motivated agenda, and it often has to do with financial gain and needs. And of course, we've talked a lot about corporate influence, and a lot of corporations donate to these causes because if they don't donate to them, they're afraid these causes will attack them. They'll sue them, or they'll go in massive public campaigns against them. And that actually really takes away a democratic republic and takes away a process, especially if the opposition doesn't understand the fight that's going on.
Yeah.
And that's what I say is failing, the failings of the Republican Party right now, is many of the, you know, so-called, quote, conservative Republicans, Mitt Romney's, Tom Tillis, you know, some of these people, Mitch McConnell, they do not understand that the entire fabric of our nation and the fundamental rule of law are being undermined. And mostly, I believe, is because they're listening to big donors and advisors and staff that live inside a bubble inside Washington and are unable to see what's happening with the massive influence of the tech industry, the massive influence of artificial intelligence that's coming out so quickly, so rapidly. They don't understand the problems with the border because the Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, actually wants more cheap labor into the system because the United States needs labor. There are many influences out there, and unfortunately, if you live in that Washington bubble, you make huge mistakes. I think Lindsey Graham did a phenomenal one the other day on Jesse Waters, if you haven't seen that.
Yeah, he really did. It's amazing when a guy, and I happened to hold Lindsey Graham prior to this, I held him in, you know, pretty high esteem. I thought he was a pretty clear thinker, and I thought he was pretty unbiased. But when an interview that we did not post on our site proved that he doesn't even read the legislation in some cases that he endorses, my opinion went way down, Jim.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. And that's actually the case with most legislators inside Congress. They have staffers. Those staffers live in a strange bubble. They live up there. They work up there. Maybe they come from home. Maybe they're, you know, in Washington. They're interns, whatever. And they shape policy.
Yeah.
And that actually is who you're listening to when you hear a lot of the discussion out there. You're not actually hearing the voice of the individuals, the congressmen or the senators, because they're actually not speaking. They're reading something that someone else wrote for them based on policy decisions. And if you're getting most of your information from the Washington Post, from the New York Times, from ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, you are being shaped and influenced by powerful media efforts, and you don't understand actually what's negatively happening in this nation right now. And that's what we're seeing. And Lindsey Graham was a tremendous embarrassment for him personally, and he admitted online that he didn't know what he was talking about when he was talking about this Restrict Act and how it would actually be much more damaging potentially than even the Patriot Act that has created the conditions that law enforcement and intelligence agencies have been spying on Americans for a long time.
Yeah.
And what he did is, you know, he said, hey, these things couldn't happen. And Jesse Waters said, hey, wait a second, you're endorsing this bill. And he's like, I wouldn't endorse that. And he says, you're on the list for it. It was incredibly embarrassing, but it does show the weakness of our system right now.
Well, I think it shows a weakness, you know, and quite frankly, as Jerry out of the box, which is his handle for Skype, when he said, you know, I'm getting tired of just trashing the liberals, because in many cases the conservatives are just as bad. And you just gave a great example of that, Jim.
Well, again,
he calls the government, quote unquote, the two-headed snake. And I'm at the point where I agree with that, Jim. I'm very disappointed in what's going on, and I'll get into that in the next segment.
Again, most people in the country don't understand, because they are fed pablum, right?
Yeah.
Baby food,
right,
from corporate media. Corporate media is driven by a handful of editors and executives.
Yeah.
Those editors and executives have very clearly sided with the Democratic agenda. They're influenced, they're bought, they're paid for. And that actually has a very negative effect on overall population's knowledge of what's happening out there. And oh, by the way, the government has been involved with these organizations and these tech companies to silence and censor people that question their agenda. That is full-on tyranny. That is full-on the foundations of an authoritarian rule, and it's absolutely against the Constitution of the United States. Yet some of our elected officials, even conservative elected officials, don't realize it because they don't know the game that's afoot right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, enough, most people, I have to say, and this doesn't include the audience of this show, because we are complicated enough, and I hate to use that word, you know, that a lot of people don't even understand what we're talking about some of the time. But I got to tell you, it is very, very interesting what's going on in America right now. And I'm not necessarily a gloom and doomer. You know, I think when all of this comes to roost, you know, when the dust settles, I think we're going to be a stronger country. I have a lot of faith right now, and this really covers both sides of the aisle. I have a lot of faith in Americans as human beings. Maybe not all, but, as a family, which we are, I do have a lot of faith in us. I think we're going to go the right way eventually.
I think it's going to be what happens usually historically is we go to these ups and downs, and unfortunately we hit a very painful bottom point before people start to wake up.
We did. Jimmy, I want to talk about one other thing. I don't know if we even have enough time in this segment to do it, but a lot of the banks have been criticized severely by attorneys generals of actually up to 21 states of their policies, their investment policies. They say that, you know, a lot of the companies that they invest in, that they invest in them because they really fall into the woke category. And the attorneys generals are saying oftentimes these companies are so silly, they make terrible investments. And they kind of implied that the Silicon Valley Bank was a good example of that. Any comments, Jim? We got a minute left, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's all right. I think we ought to roll this into the next segment as well. But yes, clearly, Silicon Valley Bank had a very problematic investment strategy.
Yeah.
And it was basically, it's like any woke project that you wanted to go with. And when I say woke, I mean some, you know, some social agenda or tech company startup.
Right.
They threw money at it. Yeah. And then, of course, Signature Bank in New York was very similar. Both of those problems.
It was. Jimmy, let's take a break right now. We're going to go into the summary, the final segment of the Corlin Political Report. Stick around.